The young hipsters seem lacking in energy and spontaneous enjoyment of life. The mention of pot or junk will galvanize them like a shot of coke. They jump around and say, "Too much. Man, let's pick up. Let's get loaded." But after a shot, they slump into a chair like a resigned baby waiting for life to bring the bottle again. I found that their interests were very limited. Bill Gaines threw in the towel and moved to Mexico. I met him at the airport. He was loaded on H and goofballs. His pants were spotted with blood where he had been fixing on the plane with a safety pin. You make a hole with a pin and put the dropper over, not in the hole, and the solution goes right in. With this method, you don't need a needle, but it takes an old-time junkie to make it work. You have to use exactly the right degree of pressure feeding in the solution. I tried it once, and the junk squirted out to the side, and I lost it all. But when Gaines made a hole in his flesh, the hole stayed open waiting for junk. Bill was an old-timer. He knew everybody in the business. He had an excellent reputation, and he could score as long as anyone sold junk. I figured the situation must be desperate when Bill packed in and left the States. "Sure, I can score," he told me, "but if I stay in the States, I'll wind up doing about 10 years. I took a shot with him, and the "what happened to so-and-so" routine set in. Old Bart died on the island. Louis the bellhop went wrong. Tony and Nick went wrong. Herman didn't make parole. The gimp got 5 to 10. Marvin the waiter died from an overdose. "What about Roy?" I asked. "Didn't you hear about him? He went wrong and hanged himself in the tombs." Roy had always taken an intolerant and puritanical view of pigeons. "I don't see how a pigeon can live with himself," he said to me once. I asked Bill about child addicts. He nodded and smiled a sly, gloating smile. "Yes, Lexington is full of young kids now." At this time, I was not on junk, but I was a long way from being clear in the event of an unforeseen shake. There was always some weed around, and people were using my place as a shooting gallery. I was taking chances and not making one centavo. I decided it was about time to move out from under and head south. When you give up junk, you give up a way of life. I've seen junkies kick and hit the lush and wind up dead in a few years. Suicide is frequent among ex-junkies. Why does a junkie quit junk of his own will? You never know the answer to that question. No conscious tabulation of the disadvantages and horrors of junk gives you the emotional drive to kick. The decision to quit junk is a cellular decision, and once you've decided to quit, you cannot go back to junk permanently any more than you could stay away from it before. Like a man who's been away a long time, you see things different when you return from junk. I read about a drug called yahe, used by Indians in the headwaters of the Amazon. Yahe is supposed to increase telepathic sensitivity. A Colombian scientist isolated from yahe a drug he called telepathy. I know from my own experience that telepathy is a fact. I have no interest in proving telepathy or anything to anybody. But I do want usable knowledge of telepathy. What I look for in any relationship is contact on the nonverbal level of intuition and feeling. That is telepathic contact. Apparently, I'm not the only one interested in Yahe. The Russians are using the drug in experiments on slave labor. They want to induce states of automatic obedience and literal thought control. The basic con. No build-up, no routine, just move in on someone's psyche and give orders. The deal is certain to backfire, because telepathy is not in itself a one-way setup, or a setup of sender and receiver at all. I decided to go down to Columbia and score for Yahe. Bill Gaines is squared away with old Ike. My wife and I are separated. I'm ready to move on south and look for the uncut kick that opens out instead of narrowing down like junk. Kick is seeing things from a special angle. Kick is momentary freedom from the claims of the aging, cautious, nagging, frightened flesh. Maybe I will find in Yahe what I was looking for in junk and weed and coke.